Cults have been around as long as human civilization. So what is the allure? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books about the secretive, sinister side of some sects. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with The Oracle's Daughter by Harrison Hill. I'll quote Charlie Burlock, who selected this book for Oprah's Best of Spring. As Charlie wrote, this true crime cult story opens with a scene straight from an action movie. In 1999, 26-year-old Sarah Green bolts from a desert compound run by the paramilitary sect that raised her and that happens to be led by her own mother. From there, The Oracle's Daughter reads like immersive on-the-ground reportage, charting how a small, idealistic community corrodes into a regime of cruelty, its practices so outlandish they'd feel invented if Hill didn't render them with such concrete lived-in specificity. Hill uses the story of this one isolated group to tell a much larger history, showing how the desires that drive cults to choose one's own spiritual destiny, to follow a charismatic leader rather than the established order, to cross into new territory and begin a new order are the same forces that shaped the nation's origin story. Hill draws a clean line from founding-era separatist heat through Mormonism, Shaker mysticism, hippieism, and inevitably, Trumpism. I listened to this book in audio and was impressed at the way Hill managed the complicated storylines of each of the major players, almost all of whom are women. All these characters come together when decades of bumbling law enforcement, terrified by the horrible events of Waco and Ruby Ridge, finally bring Deborah to justice. Remember Carlos Castaneda, an icon of late 20th century counterculture and one of the greatest literary hoaxers of all time, receives his due in American Trickster by Rue Marshall. In a smart and seductive prologue, debut biographer Marshall introduces his subject, a little man from Peru who lied all the time about literally everything, including his name and his native country. Castaneda's famous series of books detailing his spiritual lessons and psychedelic experiences under the tutelage of a Yaqui shaman named Don Juan, published at the time as works of anthropology, he reveals, were novels, phenomenological ghost stories. To those familiar with the books, this won't be much of a shock. But what's exciting is what Marshall does with the backstory, told in spectacular detail from Castaneda's origins in South America all the way through the experiences of his followers and associates after his death in 1998, a group of which the author became an honorary member during his decades of research. Readers who haven't heard of Castaneda could think of this as Catch Me If You Can on shrooms. Marshall's voice and presence is strong all the way through the book, particularly in the myriad David Foster Wallace-style footnotes. It's quite interesting to read about the academics who originally legitimized Castaneda's work, and the machinations of the cult-like group that grew up around him are exceptionally bizarre, even compared to the deluded maniacs in The Oracle's Daughter. Like Harrison Hill, Marshall offers plenty of insight about how and why cults operate, a critical topic as we live in the shadow of another charismatic and morally bankrupt American trickster, and try to fathom why so many of our fellow citizens seem more than happy to have their lives controlled by his delusions and insatiable thirst for power.
The books are The Oracle's Daughter by Harrison Hill and American Trickster by Rue Marshall. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.